Artist Nick Lagueros works in bronze and usually alone at his foundry in northeast Minneapolis. But today he's at FOCI, Minnesota Center for Glass Arts, to collaborate on a cutting-edge project with Michael Boyd.
Hi, I'm Nick Lagueros. I'm a sculptor here in beautiful northeast Minneapolis. Today I am working in bronze and glass. I'm working with Michael Boyd at FOCI, the Minnesota Center for Glass Arts. And we've been working for the past year in exploring a whole new world where we're marrying glass and bronze together. We're literally pouring liquid bronze into liquid glass.
The artistic collaboration between Nick Lagueros and Michael Boyd began more than a year ago when they were commissioned to make a special project for a friend.
The staff said, would you guys work together to make him a parting gift? And we looked at each other like, well, what are we going to do? We just started talking, and I said, well, what temperature are you working glass? He said, anywhere from 1,200 to 2,200 degrees. I said, well, you know, bronze melts in that temperature range. Have you ever tried melting bronze and glass together? And he said, no, but let's try it. So we literally, like kids in a sandbox, just started goofing around. But ultimately, we were very excited by what transpired, and we just thought, we got to keep doing this.
Michael Boyd is a well-respected glass artist and founder of FOCI Glass, now the Minnesota Center for Glass Arts. It's the only public glassblowing facility in the Twin Cities. He talked about his partnership with Nick.
I've seen a lot of glass in my career, and I haven't seen anything where you're actually pouring the molten bronze into the glass, you know. And so that's a pretty special thing. And, you know, it's always, you know, every artist is trying to find that sort of niche, but this is a little bit more than that. It's a little more interesting.
If you think about pouring wine in a glass, instead of wine, you're using bronze, and that you swirl that bronze. That was one of the first things that we tried doing. To me, the odd thing is we never really know what we're going to end up with. Like last week, we tried putting color into a piece. Just took some colored glass and crushed it to a fine powder and threw it in just before we impressed a face into the glass. And the color looked pretty spectacular. So today we're going to try doing another more traditional technique where color glass has been wrapped over another piece of glass, and that's what we're going to drop into this hollow vessel and then press the face shape into that. Again, different direction, just a different variation, but who knows what it will look like.
Experimenting with different methods has resulted in a number of effects and presented a few challenges along the way. Nick explained.
We've tried a lot of things. We've tried taking bronze and casting glass around it. We've tried encapsulating bronze in small pieces. We've taken copper and in little strips and wrapped it in the glass. We've been doing a lot of goofy stuff. Do you need me to spin that?
Artists have been working in bronze and glass for hundreds of years, but this collaborative method of melding the two mediums is new and innovative.
As far as we know, nobody's been doing this sort of work at all. That's one of the things that makes it so exciting, is we're just both like, wow, this is really something else. You know, nobody's tried this, and we feel like we're kind of pushing the envelope a little bit in our respective fields. But it's more than that, I think, too. I'm 56 years old. I've been making art a long time. And to suddenly change directions like this, or to collaborate with somebody that's willing to kind of set everything aside just for the sake of discovery. And I'm just very excited by the whole prospect.
We're going to add some glass to the inside as well. So he's going to gather up a little bit, and we'll put some in the middle and kind of push it back and forth.
It really is a beautiful thing when you can collaborate with somebody and just suggest something and they say, yeah, or let's try it this way too. And that the pieces are fascinating to look at. They can just be mesmerizing. The way you can find such depth in glass and significance of form that you don't get in bronze. Bronze is so, you know, so solid and so traditional. And maybe that's it. I mean, glass has its traditions. Bronze has its traditions. And we're just kind of throwing all the traditions out the window and seeing what else we can do. What could be better?
To see more bronze work by Nick Lagueros, visit his website at nikosculpture.com. That's nikosculpture.com. And for more information on FOCI, Minnesota Center for Glass Arts, go to minnesotaglassart.org. For KFAI, I'm Nancy Sarter. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices comes from listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.